Mike Burton teaches coding K through 5 grades at Trailside Elementary, and he told KPCW that it's basically an understanding of computer science.
At each elementary, it's a little different how the kids receive coding, but at Trailside, I'm considered a specialist, so the students come to see me once a week, and we do it in 6-week blocks. So right now, I'm seeing kindergarten first and second, and then the next 6 weeks, I'll see third, fourth, and fifth.
He said it's not just involved with computer jargon, but some basic skills.
When most people think of coding, they think of syntax and parentheses and kind of text-based code. But at the elementary, we focus on a lot of different things. And the things that we're seeing from it are students learning how to persevere, creating, collaborating, communicating, learning how to critically think. And we teach that all of those things explicitly through the program. So we have a few different kinds of lessons that we use. We do use software programs, and we use a number of those. But we also do what we call unplug lessons, where the students don't have any devices, and we work on kind of coding fundamentals through activities that are not on computers.
Burton said they're just talking in a classroom setting about a world the students are engaged in anyway at home.
They're understanding how technology works, which, you know, in turn in the future will allow them to create that technology to basically save us from ourselves, right? It's really exciting for me to see it all happen and to be one of the only school districts in the country that are offering such a program to all students in the elementary is pretty exciting, and we're pretty lucky here in Park City to have something like that.
Is there somebody like Mike at then all of the elementary schools?
Yes.
Yeah, so Crystal Giles at Jeremy, Kim Quap at Parley's Park, and then Craig Roberson at McPullen.
Abby McNulty, director of the Park City Education Foundation, said the program has been a partnership between them and the school district.
So the Ed Foundation was able to originally seed some of the funding for the staff, and that's now taken over by Park City School District, and now we're able to support some of the interesting add-ons, the professional development for the teachers, and some of the robotics that complement the coding classroom.
Mike Burton from Trailside Elementary and Abby McNulty from the Park City Education Foundation. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.